CBS News, I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We are headed toward Hurricane Hermine Part 2. Forecasters say the weather system is 300 miles southeast of Maryland with winds of 65 miles an hour. But it will strengthen, they say, as it moves up the East Coast, passing places like Ocean City along the way.
It's a shame. You know, we were looking forward to a good weekend.
WCBS radio meteorologist Todd Glickman on what to expect as Hermine treks northward.
There are three parts to this storm. The waves, the pounding surf is probably going to be the most significant part of this storm, creating a lot of beach erosion. As far as rain is concerned, there may not be a lot except across central eastern Long Island and southeastern parts of Connecticut. From New York City to the north and west, there may be very little rain at all. As far as wind is concerned, tropical storm force winds are likely to be right along the coast for a significant period of time, perhaps 1 or 2 days.
Hermine killed at least 2 people in the south and left behind massive power outages. At the Vatican, Pope Francis makes Mother Teresa of Calcutta a saint. Tens of thousands of pilgrims packed St. Peter's Square for the service. CBS's Seth Doan.
There is a real mix of people in the crowd. Of course, the Catholic faithful, but we're also speaking with people who are non-Catholics here in Vatican City who say that they've come because they feel Mother Teresa was such a unifying figure. There are Indians, of course, people with huge Indian flags, a great pride in this woman who was a nun from Albania, but spent almost half a century of her life working for the poorest of the poor in the slums of Calcutta.
President Obama declares progress in the fight to wipe out ISIS.
Not only have we been able to clear out ISIL from additional territory inside of Syria as well as Iraq, but we continue to systematically go after their leadership, including their head of external operations, and probably the second most prominent person in the ISIL infrastructure.
Mr. Obama at the G20 summit in China expected to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin and announce a plan to share resources on the Syrian terrorism front. A nearly 27-year-old missing persons case has been solved in central Minnesota. The remains of an 11-year-old boy have been located with the help of a man being held on child pornography charges. WCCO-TV reporter Jennifer Marley in Minneapolis.
Jacob Wetterling's remains were found in a farm field about 25 miles from where he originally went missing nearly 27 years ago. It was a cattle pasture. This is where Danny Heinrich led authorities to that spot where they found Jacob's remains and some of his clothing.
Jacob was kidnapped as he biked to rent a video with his brother and a friend. This is CBS News.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
Get the latest information when you want it. Download the CBS Radio News app, either on iOS or Android. You also get great features, breaking news, and access to the CBS Radio News Twitter and Facebook feeds. Learn about your world while you take care of all the things you need to take care of. It's perfect for the gym, running errands, or doing chores around the house. CBS Radio News. Get it in the Apple App Store or Google Play today. Humanitarians weigh in on a key issue in the presidential campaign.
Arizona's humanitarian aid organization, No More Deaths, says there's something crazy about this country's current immigration policy. It doesn't honor family unity. Spokesperson Jim Mark says the issue is falling on candidates' deaf ears.
This call for more walls, more surveillance of the borders, more money towards all of what they call border security has been going on for a long time. And what we're not hearing is either candidate saying that they would dismantle this policy.
Marx wants the United States to stop blaming migrants for the country's problems. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, Tucson.
They begin with a bang.
He has the power to wipe out the entire human race.
But films are flaming out faster this season. Ticket sales for Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice, fell 69% after a bang-up opening weekend. Same deal with others like Suicide Squad. Analysts blame lousy reviews and the internet. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.